so distorted view may be instant heaven. It tastes just like fresh perked honey.
I'll never forget the first time that I saw my 4-year-old daughter's bowel movement in the toilet. And it literally scared me. She wasn't more than 45 pounds, but her bowel movement was about as thick as my wrist and about as long as her arm. And I thought, oh my God, how, I got scared. I was going to call my wife. I thought, how could something that big come out of something, a little child that small? And I thought, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and I weigh 190 pounds, and by proportion to my size compared to hers, my bowel movements were very inadequate, to say the least.
Hi, freaks. It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, baby fever leads to acid-soaked bodies. Plus, the worst anger management student ever. And burn, stab, die. How not to cook dinner. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday show. Got a great program for you today. I'm in such a great mood because Anderson sent me something wonderful, and I actually remember this particular website. Anderson wrote in, he said, "Hey Tim, I downloaded these audio clips years ago from a website called Real Advice from Real Retards, and I used to visit that website a lot. It was great. The idea behind it is, and I could be wrong about some of the particulars, but the way I understood this is the people who ran this website lived near a school for the retards, for the window lickers. And I guess, like, during when the tards would go out on recess, these guys would go and ask the retards questions and record their answers. And they set up this website so people could submit their own questions, people needing advice. And the retards would kind of answer their questions. And Anderson sent me a couple examples. And I got to tell you, I don't know if these are real. This could be a big hoax. You know, if you really listen to these closely, you start to think, wow, this is a little too good. This can't possibly be real, but I want to believe they're real. So why don't we go ahead and play one of the questions right now.
I'm having some problems with my friend who recently admitted to being a lesbian, and I really don't know how to, I don't know how to accept her like I used to. Sometimes I wish that she never told me she was a lesbian at all. What do you think? No swear words.
That push lesbian.
No swears.
No swears. No swears. Fuck you, pussy.
All right, stop. Okay, don't swear.
Pussy. Fuck lesbian.
You know, the ones that always give it away are the people trying to be the straight man. Like, he's the one that I think, you know, it kind of sounds not real. Like, the retard sounds pretty convincing.
Lesbian. Fuck the lesbian. Holy shit, fuck us!
Don't swear!
Fuck us!
Don't swear!
Good God!
We'll take the ice pop away.
See, like, that to me seems kind of figgy. Like, we'll take the ice pop away, but you know.
No!
Don't swear then. Don't swear. Don't swear.
Don't swear!
Okay. Maybe it is real. I don't know.
Not you!
If you swear again, we're gonna take the ice pop away, okay? Don't swear. Try to answer the question.
You swear!
Yeah, right. Don't swear. Is it wrong? Should she have not told him?
You dicky ass, fucking dicky asshole, you asshole!
Shut up. No, stop.
You fuck you!
Stop, don't curse.
The eye pop!
You hear me? Don't curse.
The eye pop!
Fuck you, lollipop!
Mine! Give me!
No.
Fuck you!
You don't get it back if you don't stop cursing.
Lesbians?
No.
Don't swear!
You say it every time. I'm not playing, okay? This isn't
You're
fun
playing.
Games, okay? This is real. So don't swear. You know how to not swear, okay? So
okay. Shit, pussy, cunt, fuck.
You keep swearing, we're stopping the tape, and you're not going to be part of it.
Fuck you!
Do you think that she should have told him that she was a lesbian?
Pillow, asshole,
all right.
Bitch!
This isn't working. Stop the tape.
There you go. I've got another one we're going to play in just a second. But another video that is really making its way around the internet. And again, people aren't sure if this is real, although there are now news stories surfacing and this guy's life is pretty much ruined. Have you guys seen the video of the soldiers in Iraq holding the puppy and then he chucks it over like a cliff or something and you just hear the dog? Well, here's the audio.
You little puppy, huh?
Oh, so cute,
little puppy. That's mean, sorry.
Flying. And I gotta tell you, I was really, you know, I'm a dog person, and I was very upset when I heard this, but, I mean, the sound of the dog yelping is kind of funny. Just see it flying, yelping. But this guy's life is pretty much over. People on the internet have found out who this guy is. His last name is Mortari, and they found out who his mother is. Apparently, she works in real estate. They found out her phone number, their home phone number. It has been disconnected now, and the U.S. military is getting involved in investigating. People are still not sure, you know, was this a real dog? Was this fake? But people are very angry, including, of course, the YouTube community. I was just telling you guys the other day how great YouTube is for the show. It's made my job so much easier. And this chick is very angry. She's a Latina, I think.
Oh, fuck no. Okay. This U.S. soldier threw the puppy off a cliff. What the fuck? Are you fucking retarded? You're supposed to be,
use your words.
You're supposed to be...
Come on, it's right on the tip of your tongue.
For us, or whatever.
For us.
I don't even know what the fuck the word is. You're supposed to be representing us, the U.S.
You're supposed to be... You're supposed to be representing us, Selena.
And throw a puppy off a fucking cliff? What the fuck is up with you?
Oh, by the way, you guys are going to learn a new word momentarily. Crippled.
And just thrown a puppy off of a cliff? Like, really, nigga, we should throw
that
you off
wrong.
A fucking cliff to see how you fucking feel.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be down there crippled? You can be...
Wait a second. What was that?
You want to be down there crippled? You can be down there dead.
You want to be down there crippled. I think it's a combination of crippled and crumpled or something. I'm not sure.
You want to be down there crippled? You're going to be down there dead. Because you won't even be crippled. You'll be dead.
Again with the
crippled.
Just
like that little poor innocent puppy's dead.
Now, up until this point, I really think most of us were probably on her side, all right? She's upset about the poor dog, angry at the soldier for doing this. However... I think she loses a lot of us, right? T-minus 3, 2...
This is one reason why I hate the fucking USA. United States of America fucking sucks. All there is assholes.
That's right. Sing it, Selena.
And to tell you the truth, it's George Bush's fault. I don't care what anyone says. You can comment whatever the fuck you want to say, but George Bush is an asshole.
Wow.
Asshole. I really hope and pray to God that Hillary Clinton wins. Our president. Is our president.
I hope she wins our president and our presidents. George W. Bush is an asshole. Yeah, I got it from my core. I love Lil Sis. I've got audio here from a guy taping his girlfriend giving him a blowjob, and she ends up puking all over his cock. What's different about this puke video is that the vomit is kind of unwanted. Usually when a girl pukes on a cock on film, it's expected. Not so in this case. You've got to pay attention, though, to hear the vomit. See, nice juicy cock sucking.
Let it on that big mistake. Oh, God.
Let's see if you can hear it right here. You can hear just a little bit of the wetness. Right there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Shit. Hold on just a second. God damn.
This cock is still hard. I have a feeling mine would instantly go flaccid if there were chunks of bile on my cock.
Wait right there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can you hand me a towel, please? My face is so red and covered with a frothy mixture of what I ate for lunch.
Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, here's a little more from the real advice from real retards. I kind of wish this was a whole new question, but it's more of the same retard just swearing. But here, it's kind of funny. Take a listen.
Okay, no, don't use any swear words.
Cunt!
No. Don't use any
Fuck
swear
you!
No, stop it.
Please are you!
No, don't. No swear words, okay?
Cunt!
No.
Fuck you!
Stop it.
Sounds like a retard.
Don't you swear words.
Fuck you!
No swear
Fuck
words.
Fuck you!
Alright, stop the
Fuck off!
That really is an art form. If this is, like, a prank, like, not real, acting like as a retard, that's hard. I can't do it.
Thank you! Thank no! Fuck you!
Is that good? Is that a good retard impression?
Do you want to answer the question? Hold on. Do you want to answer the question?
Yes!
Then
yes!
Don't swear.
Fuck you!
Alright, stop it. Do you want to answer the question?
Piss on you!
Do you want to answer it?
Yes!
Piss on you. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you know what you need to do. Sign up now. $5 a month. That's it. Less than a fucking value meal at the McDaniels. It's even less if you sign up for a yearly membership. It's only $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free. For that, you get full access to the Distorted View archives, every single episode of Distorted View, plus extended shows like the one we did yesterday, videocast, exclusive shows. Sometimes we do weekend programs, stuff like that. Superfreaksideshow.com. That's the address to sign up. Do it now. First story we have for you today. It is not a good week for U.S. soldiers. First, the fucktards who chucked the dog into the canyon get caught. And now a Fort Lewis soldier killed two other soldiers, a married couple, and then poured acid on their bodies in an attempt to dispose of them, and then she stole their daughter. Murder, acid, kidnapping. Bing, bang, boom. Yvette, Lord Gonzalez de Vila, 22, was ordered held without bond for investigation of aggravated first-degree murder as well as kidnapping. She was accused of taking the couple's six-month-old girl. De Vila appeared in Pierce County Superior Court shackled in an orange jumpsuit and said only yes, sir, and no, sir, to questions posed by Judge Ronald Culpepper. You've got a stupid name, Culpepper. The victims were identified as Timothy Miller, 27, and Randy Miller, 25. Come on down! You're the next contestants to get shot in the back of the head and burned with acid. Contestants not appearing on stage to be shot and burned with acid will receive Hot Pockets, delicious microwavable warm stuffed sandwiches, and a new flakier crust. Try new croissant pockets, too. Back to you, Bob. Yes, poor Tim Miller was shot in the bathtub at the couple's suburban Parkland home, while Randy Miller was shot on a bed and then moved to the bathtub. According to the declaration, this crazy bitch took the baby to a home improvement store after the killing. That'll make the child feel better. Look, I'm really sorry about your mom and dad. Let's go to the Home Depot. I'll let you play in the lumber. The baby was not harmed and is now in the care of the state's Child Protective Services. That child is going to be fucked up. Oh, by the way, they went to the home improvement store and then bought muriatic acid, which she then poured on the corpses. Apparently, this crazy cunt used to date Tim Miller. I guess that's what prompted the murders. According to investigators, they found a Home Depot receipt for the acid, a pistol, and Randy Miller's purse. Bitch is a purse snatcher, too. She's gone way too far this time. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Anderson, South Carolina. A man was killed Sunday. This show is just full of death and destruction. Love it. Welcome to Distorted View. A man was killed Sunday when he accidentally stabbed himself while cooking. That's not all he did, though. Chief Deputy Coroner Charlie Bozeman said that this guy was cooking food for himself and his 8 and 10-year-old sons on Sunday while his fiance was at work. He then burned himself, jerked his hand away, and accidentally stabbed himself with a steak knife he was holding in his hand. Wait a second, I think I know who this guy was.
And I'm the host
is Mayor Howard Kalin, and show for tonight is how to cook chicken.
Right, and apparently this guy stabbed himself with a knife.
Do not use a knife for anything.
That's right. Oh boy,
delicious.
How come a retard knows this? By the way, do you want to know what it sounded like when the guy stabbed himself? It's the noise he made.
Licking good chicken. And look at that, and stuffing.
Do you have any other advice for us?
Have your mom or dad or your brothers or your family be there when you're cooking.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Meryl. This guy's real name was Michael Downing. He was a 32-year-old man. He was able to call 911 and explain what happened. Downing's 10-year-old son got on the phone with the dispatcher and followed instructions to try to save his father. His son, Jed Lynch Downing, said he fell on his back. I think that knocked him out. Then he just got back up. He was trying to stay with us. He didn't want to leave us. He knew that we loved him. It's so sad. Downing was not as sad as that. Downing was conscious when paramedics arrived at his home. He was transported to AnMed emergency room, where he later died. If they would have just had those Hot Pockets they won on The Price is Right, none of this would have happened. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. This one comes from St. Paul, Minnesota. Justin John Bowden may have done his anger management homework, but he apparently didn't learn his lesson. The 27-year-old Minnesota man pleaded guilty to fifth-degree assault charges. Why, you ask? Well, he lost his temper on the way to his anger management class. According to the criminal complaint, Bowden was awaiting at a bus stop in August when he harassed a 59-year-old woman. Witnesses say he yelled, "Why don't you show me some respect?" at the woman. The 27-year-old saying that to a 59-year-old. My kind of guy. The complaint says, "When you know, there's two sides to every story, though. I have a feeling he didn't just look at her and say, why don't you show me some respect? I have a feeling this old bag probably did something, you know, old lady-ish to him. You know, old people always think they're entitled. They're entitled to their senior discount coffee. They think they're entitled to some sort of respect that they've earned for not dying. Bullshit, I say. I want to know what this woman said to the guy that made him angry. You never know, I might be on this guy's side. Anyways, the guy said, why don't you show me some respect? The complaint says when she took out her cell phone to call police, that's when he punched her in the face. Took care of that problem, right? When a 63-year-old man tried to stop him, where the fuck are they? All these old people gathered in one place. This guy happened to be in front of a Denny's during the early bird special. Wrong place, wrong time. Especially when you have anger management issues. Nothing gets me pissed off more than a gathering of old people. Not tipping. When a 63-year-old man tried to stop him, Bowden hit him with a blue folder. Yeah. Then he ran, dropping the folder. Uh-oh. Police were able to track him down using the papers inside, which included his name and his anger management homework. The guy assaulted someone with his anger management homework. Prosecutors expect a hearing in May, and that he'll be sentenced to time served, which will be at least 120 days in probation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. Zamox here. Just give me a ring, man. I just listened to the podcast where you talk about the dude raping the 2-year-old baby in the park. I have a pretty fucked up story about something like that. I know a probation officer and one of her delinquents, or whatever you want to call them, ended up raping his 1-month-old baby and killing it, and ended up getting off.
Oh, he got off.
Because the evidence was tampered with, something like that.
Yikes.
But I just thought that was kind of fucked up. So I thought I'd let you know.
Evidence? The evidence is the raped baby. And he was tampered with. Anally. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, bringing everybody down.
Hello, Brother Timothy. This is Paige from San Francisco calling. And,
my lady.
Boss was just ripping me a new asshole. And I actually left work to get away from her for a little while and listened to some Distorted View.
Aww.
And, I just want to say I'm so glad, Tim, that you don't have to work anymore. Oh, my God. I wish I had my own program like you, but I wouldn't be nearly as good. And I love the spork thing. And the fork chops, that was good. By the way, that little kid who was the Linda Finkel Hall of Famer.
Right. Hunter Alexander.
He also sounds a little bit like Meatwad. So,
yeah, he does, a little bit.
Love the show, Tim. Love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm having a blast doing this. Love you guys.
Hey, Tim. It's Nick from Connecticut here, and I have what I think was the best Sixtastic Tuesday. It was the Sixtastic Tuesday in which Professor Xavier from the X-Men travels back in time and takes control of and then rapes Alexander Hamilton.
That was the weirdest Sextastic Tuesday ever.
Hey,
I had to find that one. It was just so bizarre.
Hey, Tim, it's Jason, Sideshow member from Canada.
Hey, Jason.
I listened to the Tuesday show. I just finished listening to it now, and I think it's about time we put Fat Man on suicide watch here.
Yeah, I know.
Have a race between.
Yeah, did he tell me he was bipolar? I remember on that. I don't remember if we did the interview with him on the normal show or the side show, but I think he told me he was bipolar. There was some stuff wrong with him, but by the looks of the videos he's posting every couple hours, yeah, I would say he's bipolar.
Yeah, so you bite it first. I think my favorite part of that whole thing is when he was pitching his TV show, and that's when he was going crazy.
Yeah, slapping his tits.
And he used the word folks, I think, like four times in a row. Like, that's gotta be.
He used folks when there was. It didn't make any sense.
Record for him or something.
It was in the middle of words, he would say folks.
Listen, you dare this fairy. I would like the freaks to unite to do their parts on March 15th. Scientology is failed. It must be destroyed. Visit texcnu.net for info.
What is that website? Scientology must fail? I have no idea. Someone email me the link that if you understood what he was saying. I'm interested.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? This is your loyal listener, Powder, in San Diego. Hey,
praise Xenu!
Been a little bit behind on the shows because my iPod got
stolen
a few months ago.
You didn't miss much.
So I've got a lot of catch up on whenever I scrounge up enough change to get a new one.
You got ketchup on it?
I know you like listening to the re-read sing songs like, California, Here I Come.
Oh, yes.
But I want to know if you've heard the song by a guy named Don Mold. It's on the radio right now, and most of the song he's singing, he sounds like one of these re-reads. I'm not sure if he is or not,
Don
but he definitely
Mold.
Sounds the part. So I suggest you go look it up on iTunes because the song just ended on the radio, so I can't play it for you. But the guy's name is Don Mold, as in like moldy bread.
Someone get him on the phone. All right, well, what is the name of the song?
Hello, Tim. This is Alan, longtime DV listener and a professional truck driver from the state of California.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you're calling me on your CB.
And I was calling with a comment about the comments have been made about truck drivers, and I have to say, for the most part, I agree.
Oh.
I just find it funny that the latest one comes from a truck stop employee. I don't know if you've ever seen these people, but most of them work at truck stops because they failed the appearance exam for Waffle House.
Ooh.
Just thought I'd make that comment. Bye.
Truckers against truck stop workers. The war has started.
Hi, Tim. This is Jessica here again.
Hi, Jessica.
And I wanted to say first love your impersonations of that fox-hearted Linda Finkel Hall of Famer, Hunter Alexander, especially when you impersonated his horrible microphone.
I know.
Speak like this.
I just don't understand. What pisses me off is, like, look, I don't have the most advanced setup in the world. For Christ's sakes, I'm using a mixer, like one of those Radio Shack mixers from the 1980s, but I know enough not to pop my peas and get a semi-decent microphone so I don't sound like shit. If you're going to put yourself out there, you know, sound decent, at least.
Oh, my God. Definitely cheered up a stressful midterm week. Second thing I wanted to say is that because you mentioned Rock Band not coming off of the Wii,
yeah.
If you don't know this already, there's another similar rhythm game for the Wii called Guitar Hero 3. It's fun. I played it on the 360, but
yeah, I haven't got into Guitar Hero. Yeah, I know it's available for the Wii, but I'm kind of waiting. Someone asked me on the message board or MySpace or something if I'm going to be getting Super Smash Brothers Brawl, and of course I am. Pretty excited about that, and I'm also excited about the new Mario Kart. Love playing Mario Kart. That's pretty cool. Which I have for the DS, and I know Jeremy has his DS code up there. I'm going to have to post mine so you guys can play with me. I love Mario Kart. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian, your underage sideshow member from New Jersey.
Oh, sure.
And I heard that you have a Wii, and yes. I was wondering if you were going to get Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
That is so weird. I didn't even know this one was coming up.
It's Sunday.
It's voicemail.
And if you are, went on the sideshow member website. Your Wii friend code thing.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to play with some of you guys. Now, I've never played any of the Super Smash Brothers. I've just been reading Kotaku, and everyone is just, like, jizzing over this game, so I have to get it. But it looks really fun. So, yeah, I'll definitely do that. Sure, why not?
Jagoo, Tim. Jagoo! I was listening to your show yesterday.
Oh, speak up.
That 100 Alexander guy or whatever, guy, the kid from YouTube, I rap, he sounds exactly like Little Marky from the abortion.
I think you might have just hit the nail on the head with that one. I'm going to have to go back and listen to both of them. I think you might be right.
You know, Tim, I envy you. Your job is being an asshole.
I know.
I only get to be an asshole in my spare time. If I tried to do it at work, I'd get myself fired. Near as I can figure, the only people who got it better than you are news commentators and politicians.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, I mean, I absolutely love what I'm doing, and I'm not making tons of money, but, you know, when you compare the pros and cons, you know, I get to be an asshole all day and, you know, do the show. It's definitely working out great, so thank you. Everyone who is has been or will be or currently is a sideshow member, I really, I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, you know, I haven't been posting too many video casts lately, but I hope to, rectify that soon. Finally!
To me, Sideshow Dave, from Illinois calling. Hey, you know, in today's show, you had that. You need to insert a cum fart at the end, not a regular fart.
I do.
With today's,
really personalize it, make it a distorted view.
Today's theme, so.
Oh, you guys have great ideas. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. Fuck you, piss cunt shit.
Piss fuck shit pussy.
All right, just stop the tape.
Fuck you.
Vote for us a podcast. Subscribe by iTunes. God, Jesus Christ. Come on, man. I hate phones so much. I don't want people messaging me. I don't want people calling me. Phones are fucking retarded. I spend my whole life trying to avoid people, and the phone is the one goddamn thing that ruins it. Man, find your center. Seriously. Every time I go to record the show, I get a beep, beep, beep message. Boop, boop, boop. Text message. Boop, beep, boop. Ruins it. Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. We'll see you back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Close your eyes and think of England. Maybe I can take it. Close your eyes and feel alone. Close your eyes and think of England. You won't regret it. Tonight I won't be coming home. Tonight I won't be coming home. Tonight I won't be coming home.
Has been or is. Fuck, will you leave me the fuck alone? Jesus effing Christ, every 2 seconds with the goddamn messages.